Welcome back to another episode of the Smarter Equipment Finance Podcast. I'm Rob Mishaloff.
I'm Chet Zekin.
And today we're going to talk about high interest rates and what the high interest rate environment may mean for you and your business. Mm-hmm. And when I think of rates, you know, there's a little bit of sticker shock. It's kind of like lately, if my family goes to a Mexican restaurant, the bill's $100.
Easy. So you're not even drinking.
Yeah, no. That's for chicken and tortillas and some sour cream.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you all mad, but I'm still going to go out to eat.
Of course.
And that's true, you know, of a lot of different things. I do hear sometimes people say that they're going to wait to borrow money until the interest rates recede a little bit. But the truth is, just like I'm not going to wait till next year to eat, I'm probably not going to wait till next year to take advantage of a good business opportunity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's an important decision that any business owner needs to make. And, you know, we, you know, similar situation in my personal life. Yeah, there's definitely been some things over the last couple of years that have just, the prices have just gone through the roof. I'm like, that's not necessarily, but we're talking about, you know, what would be like a luxury item, right? Something something I want to buy or something I've wanted. But, you know, when it comes to the usual day-to-day expenses, yeah, I'm going to eat, I'm going to buy gas. You know, my, you know, electricity and water bills have also gone through the roof. I'm still going to pay them. I'm still going to need to get water and gas. I'm not going to put that off. And when it comes to our business, right? Yeah, things are costing more. But this is also a time when a lot of other businesses are doing like what you're saying. They're hanging tight. They're not really looking at the opportunity for what it's worth. Right. And when there's an opportunity, to expand your business, of course, you want to keep cost in mind. But it shouldn't be the only thing that's on your mind when you're making a decision. If you can make, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a month by adding a piece of equipment, it might cost you a little bit more on the financing. It might cost you a little bit more to get the equipment, but it's definitely worth taking a look at. And that's what we're here to discuss today. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit. First, let's talk about why interest rates are rising, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the Fed's trying to clamp down on inflation so we don't become the next Venezuela or Zimbabwe. So it's kind of necessary. What are your thoughts on that?
They're just trying to slow us down. They're trying to slow down growth.
Right.
Right. And that's fine for the masses, but I'm not making a decision for the masses when we talk about an opportunity. We're making a decision based on, you know, current economic climate and an opportunity that can benefit our team.
Right.
Right. And take us to the next level. Right. I'm not one to let the government step in and tell us when it's a good time to buy.
Right.
Right. Of course, it has to be a decision, but and that's a factor in making a decision. But when it comes to the you know, the government raising rates and whatnot, yeah, it has an impact. It impacts us. Our lenders, you know, our underwriters need to charge a little bit more in order to make sure that they stay safe and that they're able to continue to lend. You know, and if you're a customer that's making a purchase during a time like this, yeah, is it going to cost more? Yeah, but what's the opportunity cost that you're missing on?
It may be the end. Like Wall Street thinks this is going to be the end of tightening and we're going to see rates come back a little bit this year. But number one, who knows? Mm-hmm. Number two, so rates come in 75 basis points. Mm-hmm. Who cares? That's not going to have an enormous impact on your payment if you're buying a truck. It might have a small impact.
No, if you're buying a house or something like that, that's definitely a big impact. On a piece of equipment, yeah, it's when you're financing over a short period of time, the impact is a lot less.
Yeah. Right?
So, when the interest rates rise, yeah, a lot of people decide to not buy a house because you're paying on the house for 30 years, man.
Right.
Right. In a situation like this, it's much less impactful. We talked about kind of like a house purchase, and you kind of gave me some numbers roughly of like what that cost in the past and what it would cost now. What were those numbers again?
If you would have bought, say, a $500,000 house in 2000 or 2001, mm-hmm. before your insurance and your property taxes, because that varies by area. Yeah. But just the mortgage payment, assuming a 30-year fixed, on a 500K house would have been $2,000 mm-hmm. back, you know, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yep.
Today, that same mortgage is going to cost you 60% more. It's going to be about $3,300 a month. Mm-hmm. And in a case like that, absolutely, the difference in interest rates can make the difference between whether you can or cannot afford to buy a 500K home. And you might decide either, well, I want a 200K home, although good luck getting one of those today.
Yeah.
Or you might say, well, I'm going to have to continue being a renter for a while.
Yeah.
Because I can't get qualified for a mortgage, or it just doesn't make financial sense.
Well, you know, with a house, right, you're purchasing a house, and that's an investment, right? It's only costing you money until you sell it.
Right.
Right. So when you're looking at paying a payment that's 60% more, that's absolutely should impact your decision. Should you not buy a house? No, I'm not saying that, but it definitely is something that you've got to take that into consideration, right? Granted, you're probably only going to make, you know, it's a 30-year fix. You're probably going to do that for a few years and then rates come back down, you refinance. But even if it's only 3 years, you're talking an extra $40,000 you just spent in 3 years on that home because the payment increased.
Right.
And you're not getting that money back, right? You're just making a payment. You get to live there.
Right.
When I compare that to a decision of making a purchase to, you know, buy equipment, buying equipment's not simply, investment in the business. It's an investment that, you know, usually turns a decent amount of profit.
Right.
It helps the business grow.
Well, not only that, what we're seeing, if you take the difference in payments, say if you're buying an excavator or a dump truck, you're buying it 3 years ago. Now let's just use an A credit example. Mm-hmm. A $50,000 purchase. You're probably 3 to 4 years ago looking at $1,050 a month or so, give mm-hmm. or take.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Today, that same purchase, because of the higher interest rates, maybe it's $1,150 or $1,200. You're talking about $100 to $150 a month. Now, from talking to customers, literally thousands of them over the years, mm-hmm. more often than not, when somebody comes to us and wants to purchase a $50,000 piece of equipment, they're intending to put that equipment to work and bring in revenues of anywhere between $15,000 and $20,000 a month, mm-hmm. with expected net income from that particular piece of equipment of usually $10,000-$11,000 a month.
Yeah, significantly more. We're usually looking at, you know, 7 to 10x the businesses make on return.
Compared to
the cost of the equipment, you know, on the monthly payment. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So the fact is, in a case like that, the interest rates don't matter really at all.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it matters in the sense that you're making that payment and it's going to cost you a little bit extra. But, you know, I look at the cost of not doing that business as well, right? If I'm going to make $10,000 a month with a piece of equipment and it's going to cost me an extra $150 a month.
So now you're only going to make $98.50.
Right. Right, exactly. That's I don't look at it as costing an extra $150. I look at it as losing $10,000.
Right.
Right. And You know, I understand the apprehension that a lot of business owners have today, you know, because everything is costing more, right?
Right.
They're also spending more money on their food, on their fuel, right? Just like you and I are individually and everybody else is. But how we make a living, right, is conducting smart business. And, right. You know, as a business owner, when your competition is out there and they're all, you know, buckling down, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right time to get into an opportunity. But it is a good reason to give it some thought and to weigh the cost with the potential benefit.
Right.
Our clients also have to keep in mind that you know, they don't just print money, right? They've got clients, and their clients have clients, and their clients have clients. And there does tend to be a trickle-down effect with how business flows during a time like this.
Sure.
But again, this is when we've made the decision to take charge of our own business and, right. You know, work our financials in the most profitable way that we can, right?
And sure.
You know, when we have some, you know, just like every other business, we've got some months where things are a little up and down. And so, you know, we make decisions based on that moment, but also what we expect to see as a return. And I think that's what a lot of our clients are understanding today, is that this change in an interest rate, you know, the change up, yeah, it had a little bit of an impact, but not substantial. They're not waiting for the rate to drop down because, again, you know, maybe they'll save $150 a month, but it's going to, you know, take 3, 4, 6 months to get there. And they just lost $30,000 to $60,000 in opportunity profit. And this is on a small scale, right? We deal with small businesses. We deal with large businesses. For a larger business, yeah, they've got more things to consider, but also the impact of the equipment can be larger.
Right. More than anything, when it comes to a lot of these decisions, I think it's you know, it's sticker shock, which means it's an emotional decision.
Right.
And when you're talking about making decisions for your business, emotions are—they're just not your friend.
They're not. You can't avoid them, but you have to. You have to kind of take stock of where you're at in that situation.
Right.
Right. You know, and I guess fortunately we're unable to, you know, completely act like machines in those situations. But we, you're gonna respond. Your emotions are gonna be based off of your past experiences, not what's happening in this exact moment. It's how this moment it compares to what you've seen in the past.
Right.
Right. So people are looking at this situation today, and they're thinking about 08,
right,
which is a completely different situation.
Yep.
Right. But there's that burn. I've got it too. You know, that was a rough, that was not my favorite, you know, year. But this isn't the same situation. It's, there's similarities in rates and cost of things.
Yeah, but in 08, a quarter of the people you knew were probably unemployed.
Correct.
I don't know anybody who's unemployed currently.
Right.
And,
yeah, the market's strong in that situation right now. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, very, very low unemployment. And there's nothing to suggest that that's going to change anytime soon. You know, it's funny because we talked about taking emotion as much as possible out of making a smart business decision. And one group of people that is famous for making very bad, on average, not all of them, but they have a reputation for making very, very bad business decisions are medical professionals.
Okay.
And it's a funny story because about 3 or 4 months ago, a good friend of mine from college, mm-hmm. Who's a dentist, called me up and he asked me, "Rob, do you guys lend money for me to buy a used CEREC machine?"
Those mm-hmm. are
the,
I remember.
The yep. yeah, the 3D machines that you fill in people's.
They make implants.
Yeah, implants mm-hmm. and crowns and, mm-hmm. and so forth. And I said, yeah, we do that. And knowing him, I know he's been a dentist for 25 years, which is dating me a little bit. But I'm pretty sure he's got decent credit.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him what his rate would be. Now, in our world, we're never quoting a rate, we're quoting a payment. But mm-hmm. I said if it had been a interest rate, this is what the interest rate would calculate out as. Mm-hmm. And he got silent, and it was clear he was not going to be moving forward with that. Mm-hmm. And the rate, he expected his rate to be under 8%. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I think that the mortgage rates have come in a little bit, but at that time, the interest rate, if you were to go get a home mortgage, would have been 8.5%. Mm-hmm. And I said, so wait, a home is an appreciating asset.
Yeah, it's an asset.
And we're talking about a used
liability.
Yeah, used piece of dental equipment.
Yeah.
And you think your rate's going to be lower mm-hmm. than if you bought a house. Now, that's just insane.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't follow up with him. I hope he either went to his bank or mm-hmm. paid cash, because if he forwent a business opportunity, because I know the dentists, they get these machines, they make all sorts of money with them.
Yep.
If he forwent a business opportunity because he was butthurt mm-hmm. that his rate was going to be higher than a home mortgage, mm-hmm. well, that's just why medical professionals have a bad reputation as business people.
You know, that's not a unique situation, unfortunately. You know, I've run into a situation like this many times. Medical professionals, yeah, I've run into that with them as well. I think a lot of the time, right, they're not typically sitting in an office watching numbers, making them work. They're the ones that are actually doing a lot of the work,
right?
Like they're seeing patients, they're trying to, you know, handle their books, and it's they're spending all their time, you know, in the business, but also working.
Right.
And when you're in that type of a position and you're not just sitting there focusing on the numbers, you're focusing on the day to day, it is very easy to kind of get caught up in this. This is just going to add an additional expense. It's going to add, you know, I don't know how much additional work it's going to bring in. There's these questions, and you know, typically it really comes down to, you know, potentially comes down to fear. Potentially it was a good move for him. Obviously we don't know the end of the story, but like it's not unique. We had a customer that's in the drilling business that decided to not make a purchase about 12 months ago because he thought that the vendor on the equipment should come down 5 to 10K on the equipment. And he also thought the rate should be a point or two less.
Okay.
Okay. Didn't want to make a move. You know, he's a good client. But at this point he wasn't convinced that it was the right deal, not because he couldn't bring in money with the equipment, but because he had in his mind a cost for the equipment and a cost for the financing. And because those weren't met, he decided to take a pass. A couple months back, he called our sales rep that was working the deal mm-hmm. and apologized for wasting his time a few months ago, thanked him for the knowledge, and said, I've, you know, got my head out of my ass. I'm ready to do this deal.
Yeah.
And our sales rep asked him, like, well, what's changed? He said, well, interest rates have gone up, and so has the cost of the equipment, and I haven't made any more money. So, yeah. You know, we ended up moving forward with the transaction, you know, on our end, right? It's kind of like a pass-through type of a situation for us. We're not making any more because the interest rates are higher.
Sure.
You know, we did our job for the client. The vendor did their job. Our client called us, gave us a 5-star review, and is just as tickled as he could be. And this is the same person that a year ago for the same equipment was not willing to do the deal, and it cost less, and the financing cost less than when he actually pulled the trigger. And then pulling of the trigger on the equipment came down to, you know, like, shit, what did I do? Like right. This equipment's going to bring me $50,000 to $60,000 a month in revenue, and it's going to cost me, you know, $5,000 a month to operate, plus the monthly payment.
Right. So he forewent mm-hmm. the purchase to save $10,000 mm-hmm. in the process. Mm-hmm. Missed out on $400,000 to $500,000 in profit.
You know, when I look at this situation, I see a customer that had all the best intentions, right? We're just trying to save himself some money, right? Keep right. that payment as low as possible, but then became like emotionally tied to this number,
right?
But that number didn't exist because the equipment cost more and the rate was higher.
Yeah.
Right. So the number that he had didn't exist. So he could have made it work, but you didn't have to come up a bunch of money out of pocket. You want to do that. But it was a decision that was based on fear of growing at a time when he thought things cost too much. Well, right. A year later, they cost more. Right. And he's making a killing. He's absolutely making a killing. I'm super proud of him. And we've been able to help him out, you know, several times throughout the years. But this most recent opportunity is just one that's going to stick in my mind forever. It's not a situation like where I look at him like we were right.
Right.
You know, because we don't know that customer's situation. I'm just grateful that our team, our salesperson on that transaction took the time to explain the situation and handled the client, you know, with respect and welcomed him back when the time came.
Sure. Now, there are times when the rate can make a difference in your buying decision.
Sure.
You used to work at a deep subprime lender.
Sure.
And so let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. When are rates so egregious that they would realistically steer you away from a purchase?
Yeah, so... you know, just like when you're making a purchase and you have, you know, good credit and you're getting a good rate, it still comes down to you and, you know, to the client and their own, you know, their business, what they have going on, right? I don't know. We talk with our clients about their monthly expenses to run the equipment, what their current expenses are, future profits, current profits. We talk about that so that we can help them make an informed decision and help them create a finance structure, you know, that's advantageous to their business.
Right.
But, you know, there's absolutely been some times when it makes sense. You know, there's a lot of times when it makes sense to do a higher rate loan. And then there's other times it's not, but a lot of it's going to come down to that specific, you know, business and their business model.
Right.
Right. And so when I look at it, it comes down to more like, how sure are you about the income that you're going to generate with this equipment, and what factors play into that?
Right.
Right. So let's take the transportation industry for example. You know, we do a lot of business in that you know, in that vertical. With transportation, there's a lot of outside factors, right? There's the cost of oil. There's the cost of the insurance, and those fluctuate mostly, you know, on the going up end, but those fluctuate, you know, constantly. Same thing with freight rates.
Yep.
If a trucker isn't working for themselves, they're not setting their own rate.
Right.
And so that's another thing that they don't have impact. A lot of them don't, you know, set up their own work either, you know. And so in those situations, they're beholden to somebody else to set them up with work, but they've got all these fixed expenses. That can be a tough situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you a couple of things. Well, number one, in the freight market, it never ceases to amaze me how volatile the pricing is. Because a few years back during COVID, mm-hmm. we were seeing, like for reefer freight, guys were getting north of $4 a mile.
Yeah.
And then I've seen other times when they were getting under $2 a mile.
Yeah.
Which at under $2 a mile,
you're not making any money at that point.
You're not making any money. No. But I also do remember, this must have been 6 or 7 years ago, There was a subprime lender that had popped up. They didn't last very long because that their guy went to jail or something. But
okay,
they were they would buy any garbage deal that came across their desk. But the way they determined the pricing was they took the, you know, if it was going to be a 36-month deal, they took the cost of the truck, divided it by 36, and multiplied it by 3.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot.
Yeah, you can't make the math work very easily there.
No.
Unless you're getting, you know, $4 a mile or something like that.
Yeah, look, I'd say this. Like, when it comes to higher interest rates and, you know, the higher the interest rate, right, the more impact it's going to have on your monthly payment. And when you're buying equipment, it's not about the rate. It's about the difference between the cost to, you know, buy and run the equipment versus the amount of revenue that the equipment's going to help generate for the business.
Right.
Right. So in that type of a situation, right, if you've got an extremely high rate opportunity, but it's the only one that's available at the time, yeah, you have some things to consider. Is it make sense to, you know, to make a move on that? Or does it make sense to try to improve the credit situation at that point?
Right.
At that point, I would be looking at how much money is coming in and what's the amount of money that's going to go out for the cost of the equipment, taking into account the other expenses that you have to run it.
Sure.
And then you can make a decision. I think what you and I are both talking about is kind of, you know, when you look at the interest rates or you look at cost of the equipment, like get rid of the heebie-jeebies, because that's just you in your head thinking about like, oh, it costs too much or, you know, whatever the situation is. What we're talking about is to make a smart business decision is right. To remove the heebie-jeebies and to take a look at the current situation so that you can make an informed one, an informed decision.
Right. Nine out of 10 people that come to us for financing, they know how much money they're going to make with the use of the equipment. It's, you know, it's not a secret.
No.
And the fact is, if you know your business, you're going to know. Now, some people don't know their business and they shouldn't go do anything. But the vast majority of people, all you have to do is write down, what am I going to bring in? What are my costs going to be? Mm-hmm. What's that payment on the equipment going to be? Mm-hmm. Is there enough profit there that this makes business sense?
And is it sustainable?
Right.
Right. That's the other thing, right? That's a different situation when you're looking at like fad businesses,
right?
You know, that are in, you know, you make as much money as you can in a year or two because then it's, you know, it's on to the next thing. But
I'll tell you, we usually avoid those type of businesses.
Yeah, that's not our client base.
Yeah, we'll get folks calling in because they want to do crypto mining.
Yeah.
And they get upset because we refuse to work with them. But that's...
somebody will.
Well, somebody will.
Yeah.
But not us. We work with real businesses. And if you think you're going to make crap coin out of a basement and that's going to be how you get rich is by buying video graphic cards, or I don't really understand that business. Mm-hmm. I just know that everybody who's called us about it is a clown. That's not a real business. But when we're talking about a doctor's office, a company that moves things, a company that builds things, these are real businesses, and the owners of the business typically know exactly how much an asset's going to cost to maintain and how much it's going to produce in terms of revenue. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think that's what we're all about in this situation, you know, that we're in currently. Things cost a little bit more. But it's like that for everybody, right? Nobody's unique in that things are costing more for them. That's not where we're at. You know, so we're all running into the same situation and it's not a secret. But at the same time, I think, you know, allowing... you know, business owner that allows himself to take a look kind of beyond the, you know, the fear of the unknown of what's happening, you know, like right now today, and instead start looking at, okay, but do I have a sustainable business model? is this something I can scale? Is it, does it make sense to do it now? The rate will have maybe a little bit of an impact in that decision, but it more has to do with about the sustainability of that cash flow, right? If we have, if you're going to make, if you're going to make a purchase, it's going to cost you $2,000 a month. It's going to generate you 15. And you don't see any reason why, that would slow down. You do that as many times as you possibly can, because you're going to be whole within a year.
Yep. That's absolutely right. Yeah. My last parting thought on this, because we do have, you know, sometimes we'll talk to folks and they think the sky is falling because interest rates, let's face it, are back to normal. Because they're pretty close to what they've been historically on average.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. They were awesome for a few years there.
Right.
But that, we shouldn't keep that in our mind as like what we can expect.
Right.
We got lucky.
But the truth is, during the 70s, which was the famous high interest rate era, a lot of the most successful businesses in the world that are still around today were created. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of wealth created in the 70s, and I guarantee you there was a lot of people that didn't take advantage of it because they were busy playing let's cry about things instead of let's take advantage of opportunities.
Yeah. Regret's a tough one.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, everyone. Always remember, if you want to be talked into or out of a good or a bad business decision, we're happy to help. You can find us at www.smarterfinanceusa.com or call and talk to one of our bright, shining individuals at 866-631-9996.